Kennan would forever feel grateful to Oppenheimer for bringing him to the Institute to begin a new career as a distinguished scholar and historian. I, who owe to your confidence and encouragement the very opportunity to make what I could of myself as a scholar, beginning in middle age, have a special personal debt to acknowledge. Yet Kennan's appointment to the Institute was highly controversial. Some questioned the credentials of this career Foreign Service officer who had published nothing that could be remotely called scholarship. Johnny von Neumann voted against the appointment and wrote Oppenheimer that Kennan was not so far an historian, and he had yet to produce any scholarly work of an exceptional character. Most of the resident mathematicians, led as usual by Oswald Veblen, objected on the grounds that Kennan was merely a political friend of Oppie's and not an academic. They resented Kennan, recalled Freeman Dyson, and took the thing as an opportunity to attack Oppenheimer. But Oppenheimer, who had developed a great appreciation for Kennan's intellect, pushed the appointment through the Board of Trustees, promising to pay Kennan's $15,000 stipend out of his director's fund. Kennan spent 18 months in Princeton before leaving, reluctantly, in the spring of 1952, when Truman and Acheson pressed him to serve as the United States ambassador in Moscow. But less than 6 months later, he wrote Robert that he thought his tenure in Moscow might be brief, and indeed, within the next 10 days, his ambassadorship was aborted when he told a reporter that life in Soviet Russia reminded him of the time he had spent in Nazi Germany. Not surprisingly, the Soviets declared him persona non grata. Then, after Dwight Eisenhower won the presidential election, it became clear that the Republicans who came into office promoting rollback had little use for the author of Containment. In March 1953, Kennan wrote Oppenheimer to say that he had just seen Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, who informed him that he knew of no niche for me in government at this time, tainted as I am with containment. Kennan therefore took early retirement and promptly moved back to Princeton, Oppie's decompression chamber for scholars. With the exception of a slightly longer stint as ambassador to Yugoslavia in the early 1960s, Kennan would spend the rest of his life there. He was Oppenheimer's neighbor and devoted friend, and in his eyes, Oppenheimer had created a place where the work of the mind could proceed in its highest form, gracefully, generously, and with the most exquisite scrupulousness and severity.